Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out our past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. We believe it's one of the most common questions in retirement planning. Do I have enough money to maintain my lifestyle and not run out of money during retirement? Interestingly, in our experience, this question comes up whether the person asking has 100 grand, $1 million, or even 5 million saved. And while it may be a perfectly sensible question, we think the most accurate answer is it depends, of course. That's not exactly a comforting response. During today's show, we're going to explore the question of how much money is enough for retirement from a few different angles. And before we dive in, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline, who's undeniably this show's most valuable asset.
Amanda, you know, flattery will get you everywhere. So just keep it coming. That really sounds like a terrific topic today because, as you just suggested, anxiety about how much money you have saved for retirement and how much you can safely spend during this exciting time in your life is so common.
Let's begin today's conversation by considering an article from Kiplinger. I thought I'd be set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I imagined. What should I do? Which I found both fascinating and important. The article begins with a simple question. Question: I thought I'd be set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I imagined. What should I do? At first glance, you may think, really? $3 million? That sounds like more than enough. And statistically speaking, it is. The article points out that the average 401k balance for Americans 65 and older is around $299,000. The median, which might give a better picture, is just over $95,000. So if you've saved $3 million, you're way ahead of the pack. That said, if you're feeling unsure, uneasy, or even disappointed about what your retirement savings are actually allowing you to do, you're not alone and you're not crazy. Whether it's the rising cost of travel, healthcare, or just everyday living, or even if it's the emotional side of spending down your nest egg that's holding you back, it's totally normal to feel some disconnect between your numbers and reality. In fact, I hear this more than you might think. Clients tell me, I know I should feel more confident, but I still have anxiety. I have the money, but I'm afraid to spend it. Retirement doesn't feel like I thought it would be. That's why we're tackling this head on today, how to reconnect with your retirement goals and your money so you can feel empowered to enjoy your lifestyle you worked so hard to build.
Enjoying the retirement lifestyle that you've spent decades working toward is a good enough reason to partner with a financial services professional like yourself, Amanda. When it comes to building your retirement strategy, we believe there's no reason to go at it alone. So let's just talk about that. If someone's goal is less stress and more joy in retirement, what's the first step in building a strategy that can help them work toward getting to that goal?
Well, let's start with something simple but powerful: taking a fresh look at your expenses. Now, if your retirement lifestyle you dreamed about isn't exactly lined up with your portfolio or what it's supporting, don't worry. We believe that's common experience and it doesn't mean you failed. It just might mean we might have to make a few adjustments along the way. The good news is that there is little flexibility can go a long way. With the right approach, you might not only stretch your nest egg further, but you might also even feel better and feel more in control in the overall financial picture. The article we're referencing today makes it makes a great point. Instead of slashing your spending all at once in a way that feels dramatic or painful, considering small permanent cuts in the average of 3 to 5% that may not sound like much, but it can make a real powerful impact over time, and it usually makes it much easier to sustain. A good starting point may be discretionary expenses. This could mean trimming back a bit on travel, gift giving, and those bigger home improvement projects that you might be pushing off. Once you've done that, you can also take a look at your regular monthly expenses to see if there's any extra breathing room you might be able to correct. And remember that reassessing your spending isn't about giving things up. It's about gaining more confidence, more clarity, and more financial peace of mind as you move through retirement.
Great points, Amanda. And can you help me and the listeners kind of understand how can meeting with a financial services professional like yourself help someone reassess their expenses?
Meeting with a financial services professional can help make a difference when it comes to reassessing your expenses, especially in retirement. I think it's easy to lose track on where your money is going or to feel unsure about what adjustments might be smart or sustainable. A financial services professional brings an outside approach, helping you take a clear, honest look at your spending habits and identify potential opportunities to help reduce costs without sacrificing the things you care most about. They can walk you through strategies like making small, consistent cuts to discretionary expenses, which often feel more manageable than larger, sweeping changes. They also help you evaluate your fixed costs and spot areas where you might be able to save more over time. Most importantly, they help you build a spending plan that supports your lifestyle and your long-term financial confidence so that you can focus less on worrying and more about enjoying your retirement.
I always want to enjoy more than I worry more, right? But that's just that. Gets the best of me sometimes. So we've been talking about how common it is to feel anxious about how much you've saved for retirement, whether your savings are modest or substantial. After all, it's human nature to worry about money and whether you'll have enough just to maintain your lifestyle or not, but to truly enjoy your retirement. That's what we're focused on. So what do you have for us next, Amanda?
The Kiplinger I thought I'd be set, but my $3 million isn't buying the retirement I imagined. What should I do? Has much more information that I'm excited to share with our audience today, including getting more comfortable with spending. Let's be honest, unless you're aligning with the over-the-top lifestyle in retirement, $3 million is a solid nest egg. But if it doesn't feel enough, you're not alone. I see this all the time. People who have done an amazing job saving for retirement, and now that it's time to start spending the money, they feel nervous. And that makes sense. You've been in this save and protect mode for decades, and shifting to the spend and enjoy mode can be a tough mental hurdle. Here's a way to reframe it. You can save for all those years, not to hoard wealth, but to give yourself permission to enjoy retirement. This is where working with a financial services professional can make all the difference. They can help you figure out an appropriate withdrawal rate so you know your spending and the grounds to a solid strategy. Start small and it helps you build confidence over time. Then you and your financial services professional can check in regularly, maybe every 6 to 12 months, to see if you're ready to spend a little more. That way, your lifestyle can grow with your comfortable level. Another helpful approach is sometimes we call the retirement paycheck. This means setting up a fixed monthly withdrawal from your investment account so it feels like a steady, predictable income, just like when you're working. And then we build a second bucket for fun, money like vacations, hobbies, even a second home or investment property. This type of structure may help you take the fear out of spending. And more importantly, it may help give you permission to live the retirement you worked so hard for.
Amanda, I'm loving that second bucket idea. You know, vacations, hobbies, even a second home. That's terrific information. And it really crystallizes why working with a financial services professional can be so beneficial in your plan.
That's correct. So now let's talk about something that doesn't always get enough attention when we think about retirement planning. And that's exactly going over your goals and enjoying the life you worked so hard to build. We believe it's completely normal to worry about running out of money in retirement. But for some people, it's not just fear, it's guilt that holds them back. They've saved diligently for years, maybe even decades, and now it's time to enjoy it. They feel bad about spending it. The article shares a great story that really stuck with me. A financial services professional had a client who wanted to buy a boat, and he had more than enough in savings, but just couldn't pull the trigger. He was shaken with guilt. So they ran the numbers six different ways. In the end, what gave him the financial peace wasn't just the math, it was the mindset shift. I've learned this. 10 years later, the boat is still one of the best decisions he's ever made. I get it. You might want to leave a legacy for your family or keep plenty of assets in reserve set aside for future healthcare needs. Those are important goals, but an appropriate strategy can help you both protect your future goals and enjoy your present, because retirement isn't just about preserving capital. It's about using it with purpose, with confidence, and with joy.
Yes, Amanda, purpose, confidence, and joy all in one. And that's where a financial services professional can really help. When you've got a plan, you've got permission to not just spend, but to live happily.
That's correct. So let's next kick around another Kiplinger article. Are you a retirement millionaire too afraid to spend? It goes into even more detail about balancing the instinct to save and the flexibility to spend. The article builds on everything we've been talking about here today, like how common it is to feel nervous about spending money during retirement, how hard it is to break old budgeting habits, and how being overly frugal can sometimes hold you back from enjoying the retirement you've earned. The article highlights five key reminders when it comes to balancing spending and saving, and it starts with one of the most important, your mindset. Think about it. We spend decades saving for retirement, so when the day comes to actually start spending that money, it's no surprise people hesitate. Shifting from a saver to a spender mindset isn't always easy, but it's essential, because the whole point of saving is to be able to use those funds when you are no longer working. One way to shift that mindset is giving your spending a sense of purpose. Just like saving had a job during your working years, your spending can too. Ask yourself, what am I saving for beyond just financial security? If your needs are covered and there's money left, where can that extra go? Maybe it's finally checking off a bucket list trip. Maybe it's helping a child buy their first home. Maybe it's giving back to a cause that matters deeply to you. Money sitting in the bank only has meaning if it's connected to something. So consider not just preserving it, but putting it to work in other ways that bring you joy, meaning, and fulfillment.
Great points, Amanda, because you're right. You've worked so hard throughout your entire life to get to this retirement, and you just want to live it. You want to have fun. So, Amanda, what do you have lined up for us in this final part of the show?
Well, there are four more strategy steps from the Kiplinger article, Are You a Retirement Millionaire Too Afraid to Spend?, that I think deserve some attention as well, including thoroughly planning how you'll spend the money. One of the biggest fears people have going into retirement is the possibility of outliving their money. And honestly, the fear can be paralyzing, especially when the market takes a dip. To help ease anxiety, I like to use a simple vision. Think of retirement like climbing a mountain. You spend your working years saving and investing and climbing that steadily towards the summit. Eventually, you reach the top. You've saved enough to retire. And then comes the part that people don't always think about, the descent. That's the spending phrase. And while it is very uncertain or even scary, it's just a simple stage of the journey. I have found that when I help clients understand, and that's okay to start spending money because it's part of the strategy, it comes with permission to relax and enjoy the retirement they've earned. That's why I focus a lot on the education early on. I walk them through the numbers, show them the possibility of success for their financial strategy, and help them get a very clear picture on two different things. how much they're comfortable drawing down, one. Number two, how much they want to leave behind, whether it's for family, a cause they care about, or someone else entirely. It's not an easy conversation to have, but once we define those pieces, people may feel a sense of relief. They know they're covered and they have confidence, use of their money to live the life they always pictured in retirement.
No kidding. And Amanda, as I've mentioned to you before, I've handled my financial strategy and my finances completely on my own for a long time. But after I started co-hosting the show with you, I put an expert in my corner. And honestly, it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Next up, let's talk about the importance of testing out different retirement scenarios. We all know the market has its ups and downs, and a few tough months can really shake your confidence. It's totally normal for retirees to feel the urge to tighten up spending when that happens. But here's the thing. Fear shouldn't keep you from traveling, enjoying your hobbies, or living the retirement you've always dreamed of. That is why it's helpful to work with a financial services professional to help stress test your plan. What happens if the market drops? What if it's just a little choppy? What if returns are lower than expected? Running those what-if scenarios ahead of time help you see where you stand and give you clarity. Because if your plan still works under those tougher conditions, you can keep spending with confidence, knowing that risk is already built into your strategy.
Hope for the best, but plan for the worst, right, Amanda? I mean, that's a good philosophy for just about every facet of our lives, honestly.
That's right. So now let's get more in detail about something that we've touched on a bit earlier today. Feeling guilty about spending more during retirement. It's more common than you think. Even people who've saved really well can feel uneasy when it's time to actually use that money for things they care about. One of the tools I like to recommend is something I call a permission budget. It's simple and real. If your dream is to travel more or help your adult child with the down payment, build it right into your retirement plan. Make it a line item, just like you would on your mortgage, groceries, or car payment. When you do that, you're giving yourself permission to spend intentionally, not impulsively. And that's the key. Isn't reckless or risky. It's all part of the strategy. When you're already accounting for those meaningful goals, you don't have to second guess yourself. You don't have to apologize. You just follow the plan and enjoy your life you've worked so hard to make possible.
Yes, Amanda, intentionality. And as you always say, retirement is your reward for decades of hard work and financial discipline.
That's correct. And the last piece of advice in this article is a great reminder that retirement is a journey, not a single phase or fixed lifestyle. We spend our working years being told we need to save a certain amount to maintain your lifestyle once we retire. But here's the thing that most people forget. Your lifestyle will likely change as you move through retirement. That's what we call the go-go years, which is those early years when you're still having full of energy, ready to travel, take on new hobbies, and really enjoy the freedom you've earned. That's often when retirees spend the most, and that's okay. That's what the money's there for. Then comes the slow-go years, where the activity naturally tapers off, and then eventually the no-go years, when spending tends to slow even more unless there's a health event that changes things. So if you're feeling nervous about spending, here's a perspective shift. Don't hold back so much in those early years that you'll miss out on the experience you've worked decades to enjoy.
No kidding. Amanda, anything else before we wrap up today's show?
Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about retirement spending, your financial strategy, or any other part of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for retirement you've worked so hard for.
All right, Amanda. Well, this concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum. and me, your co-host, Jacqueline Gladhill. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.